Fealty attorney John Nuff took nearly 2 hours to make a case that the order against his client was illegal. He said BLT had complied with all the requirements necessary for the 2011 demolition of the former Brewer's Yacht Haven boatyard. BLT said the raising was to begin a state-mandated $35 million land remediation. But BLT failed to provide the zoning board with a plan for a viable working boatyard before a 2012 deadline. That led zoning enforcement official James Lunny to issue a stop work order on the 14-acre parcel on Bateman Way. Appeals board member Ed Pollack says the question before them was clear.
Did he act appropriately in issuing the cease and desist order? And as you might expect from a unanimous vote, it was very clear that he acted quite appropriately.
The cease and desist order has blocked a city review of a plan to relocate the world's largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, to the property. BLT is now on the hook for thousands of dollars in fines it's incurred, though enforcement may ultimately be decided in court. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.